This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran is once again ratcheting up the rhetoric aimed at the United States, warning it will react sharply to any perceived aggression against it. Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi said today Tehran would not allow any of its borders to be violated, adding that Iran will firmly confront any aggression or threat by America. Meanwhile, there are the questions about U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to call off planned military strikes against Iran and what's to be expected next. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president says the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for Iran shooting down an American drone and asked for final approval about a half hour out, and tells NBC's Meet the Press they told him about 150. So he pulled the plug. It raises questions about why the president only learned about the potential deaths a few minutes ahead of time. The military would ordinarily provide that well before. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pleas the strikes didn't happen, fearing the escalation could lead to war.
A strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
It appears Iran is putting a new focus on cyber attacks. Key target, the U.S. We get a report from AP's Ben Thomas.
Cybersecurity firms CrowdStrike and FireEye say hackers believed to be working for the Iranian government have launched a series of offensive cyber attacks in recent weeks, targeting U.S. government agencies and sectors of the U.S. economy, including oil and gas. Specifically, the firms say the hackers have sent waves of spear phishing emails, which mimic legitimate emails but contain malicious software. The National Security Agency would not discuss Iranian cyber actions specifically, but in a statement to the Associated Press, the agency says there have been serious issues with malicious Iranian cyber actions in the past. Ben Thomas, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is once again facing bad behavior charges from his past. Once again, they involve an account of sexual misconduct. Here is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In an upcoming book by advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, she alleges Donald Trump followed her into a dressing room at a Bergdorf Goodman store, pushing her up against a wall and forcing himself on her. The Elle magazine writer says she was able to push him off and ran from the store. They had been talking about his purchasing lingerie for a woman, and Carroll had agreed to try it on. The president denies this account and says he's never even met the woman, asking why there are no photos or evidence to support her claim. During the 2016 campaign, more than a dozen women accused Trump of sexual misconduct, which he has denied. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For the first time since Mauritania's independence from France in 1960, people are voting in what could be the first peaceful transfer of ruling authority for the West African nation. Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz seized power in a 2008 coup. He's stepping down after serving the constitutional limit of 2 5-year elected terms and has thrown his support behind Mohamed Ould Ghazouani, a former defense minister who was heavily favored to win over 6 opponents. The World Health Organization has released its first global report on epilepsy, a disease that afflicts 50 million people worldwide. It contains some disturbing findings. Lisa Schlein filed a report for VOA from Geneva.
Program manager in WHO's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse, Tarun Dua, says people with epilepsy suffer widespread stigma and discrimination as a consequence of their unusual behavior.
So in many settings, people with epilepsy, they are embarrassed. They are not allowed, children are not allowed to go to school. Adults are not allowed to work, sometimes not even marry, or the right to drive is also not there. So these stigma and human rights violations, and sometimes also the death that is associated with epilepsy. So premature mortality in epilepsy is 3 times that of general population.
WHO estimates 25% of cases are preventable.
That report was filed by Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he will pay attention to the words of UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet. After meeting with her on Friday in Caracas, Maduro said, quote, "There are always going to be different criteria in every country, but I told her she can count on me as president to take her suggestions, recommendations, and proposals seriously." Earlier, Venezuelan opposition leader and self-styled interim president Juan Guaido said Bachelet will leave 2 delegates in Venezuela to monitor the country's human rights situation. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.
Oh, yeah, 1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.